discussion with my colleague Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London, and he helps me understand the headlines from London that don't track with my assumption of what you do in a recession. You reset the economy, and the strong survive, and the weak have better ideas. That's how the U.S. deals with recessions, or has historically. Last week, Joe and I discussed something called council taxes that were being raised, perhaps £100 per family. And I puzzled how that matched up with the news that the UK's economy is poorly performing. Let's leave it there. Joe's been acquainting me with more tax decisions made in London since. And then I learned that Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, means to announce a tax cut in some fashion of some detail of 1%. It's lost, however, in the general understanding that taxes are surging ahead. Joe, does the Chancellor make an attempt to explain this? Because I see a lot of excuse making, like we have no choice, we have to do this, we have to do that. Does he talk to the people?
Well, the Conservative Party is in a trap of its own making now, because remember, back in autumn 2022, they briefly brought in a new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, whose big agenda was to try to revive the economy, shake it out of its torpor with bold supply-side tax cuts that would have stimulated production and encouraged work and tried to unshackle the economy. And then, for a variety of reasons, they tipped her out and brought in the current crew, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, and their whole shtick was that they were going to restore stability by balancing the budget. And as soon as you make balancing the budget rather than economic growth your only criteria, you become hostage to forecasts about what the economy is going to do and how much revenue it will generate. So I think that a big problem that Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is having right now is that there is a growing sense that the UK economy is overtaxed. Revenues as a percentage of GDP are now hitting their highest level since the immediate aftermath of the war. Economic growth is slow. They might have tipped into a recession at the end of last year. The Tories don't really have a plan for that, and he is now limited in his ability to use tax cuts to try to spur economic growth because he has to be able to claim that he's balancing the budget, and that becomes a shifting target because the economic projections he's given seem to change every week. So you end up with these really bizarre debates over one percentage point cuts here or tweaking that tax or doing this levy and seeing if we can kind of stay within this parameter of a balanced budget, and meanwhile, they are not able to talk to the public about economic growth.
You also bring my attention to a story I didn't entirely understand about four district councils in London's commuter belt have accumulated debts worth £4.2 billion, £10,000 per resident on property investments. What is a district council, Joe? Is that the same as a mayor?
It's the unit of local government in the UK. So these are the government entities at the local level that are, do everything from collecting the trash to helping to run the schools to even providing a lot of social services. Like I think some of them are in charge of old age nursing home care. That's all very expensive, but of course they're very constrained in their ability to raise their taxes because they have to work within parameters they're given from the central government. So one of the problems that you've had is because the Tories for 14 years have resisted any kind of serious conversation about what the government should do. What are the services that the government should provide? What are the services that maybe the government should be cutting? Instead, they've just been trying to press these local councils to do more with less. And that encouraged a lot of councils to get into very exotic property deals like office blocks and that sort of thing, which made sense when interest rates were low and are now running into a lot of financial difficulty now that interest rates are rising again. You've had a bunch of local governments across the UK starting to file for the government version of bankruptcy protection. And it is because of this Conservative Party failure to get a grip on the spending side of the equation and the taxing side of the equation.
So the opinion then, I can get lost with Jeremy Hunt. The opinion then is he is raising taxes in a recession, and his explanation is because. Is that where we are, that cynical?
Pretty much. I mean, I think that whatever they announce in the budget plan that's coming out within the next week or two, whatever sweeteners they try to throw at taxpayers, you will still, in most cases, I think it is safe to say, end up paying more tax than you did when the Conservative Party came into power. And that is not a good situation for a party of the political center right to be in before an election.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London, helping me understand taxes in a recession. Well, I don't understand it. There's no understanding of it. It's what the Tories are about to do, raise taxes in a recession. Joe writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.